As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You asked, we answered. Hoosier Guy is back this week because it is draft week. It makes the most sense. It's fun. It gives us an excuse to play drops. So we have brought it back. We use Dane Brugler's The Beast, and you can call us at 312-644-6767. We want to tell you this segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Who are we going to first on the score? It is Blake. Blake, who's your guy?
Who's your guy season? My guy is Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, University of Michigan.
Thank you, Blake, and thanks for kicking off Who's Your Guy for 2025. Kenneth Grant from Michigan. He is from Merrillville, Indiana, where he was a standout. His strengths?
Whether it's just hanging out at his house, going out to dinner, he was really good at that.
We knew it was going to happen at some point. A wide-bodied lineman with thickness throughout and unique athleticism. In fact, he was a Freaks List alum, not to be confused with the Freaknik documentary. Moves with big man balance and flexible hips to swim through gaps. Uses lateral range to work up and down the line. Tough to move him off his spot. Plenty of natural power behind his active, physical hands.
Okay.
Locks out with his arms to control blocks and muck up things inside. That sounds inappropriate.
Who doesn't love to muck things up a little bit?
His weaknesses.
He's good, but he ain't got no gold teeth in his mouth.
A slow burn pass rusher with an underdeveloped plan if his first move isn't effective. That's all of us. Okay, elevated pad level will leave him uprooted and neutralized post-snap. Delivers initial pop, but struggles to create a consistent pocket push. Late to read blocking scheme or ball carrier at times. In summary, a 2-year starter at Michigan, Grant was an interchangeable defensive tackle in defensive coordinator Wink Martindale's 4-man front. A dominant run presence, Grant is a powerful boulder who can execute 2-gap techniques or stack single blocks and work down the line with quickness. He looks to fire off the ball. His tall pads will negate his leverage and lower body strength, diminishing his bull rush and limiting the ways in which he can impact the quarterback. Overall, Grant plays in a big man's game, but he also has the athletic traits and effort to grow into more than just a stout run stopper. He projects as an early down NFL starter with 3-down upside. His grade, first to second round, expected number 25 overall. Next up on Who's Your Guy?
It's got to be Robert. Robert, tell us, who's your guy?
My guy is Will Campbell, offensive tackle from LSU.
That is a popular player,
Will Campbell. Heard of him.
I've heard the name before, but I haven't done a Who's Your Guy with Will Campbell, so let's go right to it. His strengths.
the fastest meathead cracker you can find.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's a very apt description there. Moves with athletic body control to stay balanced mid-slide and through engagement. Agile lateral footwork to ride rushers wide of the pocket. Stays controlled and patient versus dynamic pass rushers. Impressive recovery skills to maintain leverage and stay connected. Mechanically sound process to gradually anchor against power. Plays with purposeful inside hands and gets fistfuls of jersey to control his man. Makes it look easy on combination blocks. Comfortably handles games, open parentheses, stunts, loops, etc., close parentheses, regardless of space given to him.
In space!
LSU offense used him much more as puller in 2024, taking advantage of nimble movements and decisive eyes to pick off defenders. Flip switch on field and prides himself on playing nasty. Wired to block through whistle, his high school coaches say he had a hard time avoiding flags because of aggressive play style. Relentless worker and named a team captain as sophomore and junior. Brian Kelly, quote, when he speaks, people really listen, end quote. First offensive or defensive lineman to be awarded LSU's coveted number 7 jersey. Still wore number 66 on game day because of, you know, SEC rules. Never missed a game because of injury, starting 38 straight at left tackle. LSU's first consensus All-American on the offensive line since 2004. Now for those weaknesses.
He's just weird looking. He's just shaped weird.
Ah, yes.
How did that happen?
The T-Rex accusations begin. Average arm length. Can do better job compensating for lack of inches. Doesn't have much margin for error if punch extension is mistimed. What? Slight stiffness in lower half shows up when reacting to inside moves. Routinely able to recover after being driven backward, but NFL leverage power will bring new challenges. Penalties increased from 1 in 2022 to 5 in 2023 to 9 in 2024, including 7 false start flags in the final season. Left tackle only in college and doesn't offer experience on right side or interior. So Will Campbell, 6'6", 319 pounds. He's 21 years old. A 3-year starter at LSU, Campbell, a mainstay at left tackle and offensive coordinator Joe Sloan's pass-happy inside-outside zone scheme. He took starting reps at left tackle from his first day of training camp as a freshman, started 38 straight games, allowing one sack over his final 30 games with the Tigers. He was awarded the 2024 SEC's Jacob Blocking Trophy. He grew up modeling his game after Andrew Whitworth, a fellow West Monroe, Louisiana native. Before the 2023 and 24 seasons, he was awarded the number 7 jersey, which was given to LSU's most electric playmaker. The tradition started in 2008 with Patrick Peterson. Campbell stays balanced in pass protection because of his weight distribution and control technique, although he can do a better job protecting versus inside counter moves. See his reps versus Kyle Kennard on the 2024 South Carolina tape. He is rugged in the run game and offers the body fluidity and explosive power to torque and displace defenders. Overall, Campbell's mediocre arm length lessens his margin for error, but his athletic movements, core strength, and competitive finish help him stay connected through the whistle, regardless of the block required. His skill set, reminiscent of a more powerful version of Colts left tackle Bernard Raymond, although some NFL teams project him best as an interior blocker.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, next up on Who's Your Guy, 312-644-6767. We are bringing it back. It is with the Beast. We go to Michael. Is that right, or is it Troy on line 3? Did you guys update? Okay, thank you. Please do not update this real time as I'm trying to keep track of our list. Michael, who's your guy?
My guy is Jack Sawyer, Edge, the Ohio State University.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for calling Who's Your Guy? Jack Sawyer from Ohio State University, the Ohio State, if you're into that type of thing. 6'4", 260 pounds, and apparently they do this. He's 22.97 years old. How they factor that 9'7"? Math. Good for them. His strengths.
I operate off of natural tightness.
Ah, yes. P. Crow Armstrong. Now what is he operating off of? Hulking frame and fills out his jersey well. It's inappropriate. Physical hands are his weapon of choice to swat, batter, and create movement. Uses two-hand swipe chop to threaten the edge blockers. Not a bursty athlete, but rolls into his pass rush with a head of steam. Some of his best pass rush reps come when dipping his shoulder to knife inside of the offensive tackle. Ragdolls tight ends when they attempt to square off.
I saw it happen.
I saw it happen against Texas. Stays behind his pads and strikes through ball carrier for explosive tackles. Showed great timing at the line to elevate into passing lanes. 5 batted passes combined on the 2024 Tennessee and Oregon tapes. Always in chase mode and consistently makes plays from where he started. See his forced fumble on 2024 Northwestern tape. Why you got to do Northwestern like that, the beast? Was that really necessary? Batted down 6 passes at the line in 2024, all coming in a 3-game span. Described as cold-blooded with steely-eyed focus by former Ohio State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles. His weaknesses.
This is the dumbest guy I know.
I have so many questions about the origins. Not a bendy or loose pass rusher. Doesn't have burst off the ball or edge speed to cleanly beat tackles around the corner. Lacks deception in his pass rush setup. Doesn't have a deep bag of pass rush counters to disengage once locked up. Will be out-levered by some long-arm blockers in the NFL. Stiff in his ankles, struggles to break down and finish on the move, leaving tackle production in the backfield. In summary, Sawyer is strong at the point of attack, with the instincts and effort to consistently factor into the play. Though his hands are powerful, they aren't overly skilled, and his body stiffness leaves a step slow or have him shed unlocked countermeasures once locked up. Overall, Sawyer often plays one-dimensionally as a pass rusher and lacks ideal suddenness or length for an edge player, but his activity level and the strength in his hands make him an every-down factor. Similar in ways to George Karlaftis, he has the competitive play personality that NFL coaches will welcome as part of their rotation. The grade, second round for Jack Sawyer.
This is Score Middays. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris with you, and we are asking, who's your guy? Up next, it's Troy. Hey, Troy, who's your guy?
My guy is Kevin Winston Jr., safety, Penn State University.
Kevin Winston Jr., 6'2", 213 pounds that age, 21.39 years old.
0.39, like how are we adding that up?
You know,
that's too much math for
0.39
me.
0.39 times
365. I know it makes sense, but I'm like, is anybody going with that? I'm 21.39 years old. Sir, you're 21. But since it's the beast, we'll get into it.
Not even 21 and a half. Here are Kevin Winston Jr.'s strengths.
I get so excited, I start involuntarily lactating.
That is a new one.
That
was charge. Put together athlete who carries 215 pounds well. Flashes burst to close on ball carriers when recovering in coverage. Reacts quickly when he keys correctly. Equally explosive and violent as tackler without sacrificing finishing form. Above average balance through contact to get his man on the ground. Takes on contact well to leverage runs towards the sideline. Reads hands, eyes of receivers with his back to the ball for late breakups in man coverage. Wasn't penalized at all during 3 college seasons. Experienced on every special teams coverage. He has 5 career tackles. Voted a team captain in 2024 and remained on the sideline for every home game despite a season-ending injury. Former Penn State defensive coordinator Tom Allen, quote, he sets high standards and elevates everyone around him. Now about those weaknesses.
He is a coward. He is a mewling schmuck.
Well, there you go. Only 1 year of starting experience, which is reflected in his play recognition. Easily sucked up on man play action pass and the offenses they know it. Zone instincts are average at best, questionable redirect and range from depth, only one career interception, and it was the result of coverage disguise. Only two catches in two games played allowed in 2024, but both went for more than 25 yards. Felt a tweak in left knee in practice after 2024 season opener. Tried to play through it the next week, but he pulled himself out after one quarter because it continued to bother him. MRI the next day revealed a partially torn ACL that required season-ending surgery. In summary, a one-year starter at Penn State, Winston was the boundary safety, high and low, in former Nittany Lions defensive coordinator Tom Allen's 4-2-5 base scheme. He became a starter as a sophomore and put himself on the NFL map before a knee injury wiped out that 2024 season. That injury, it complicates his draft evaluation. A standout run defender, Winston is quick to trigger, deliver pop at contact, and stay balanced in his finishing technique to avoid misses. His coverage reads are inconsistent, especially from depth, but he offers man cover skills versus tight ends and big slots. Overall, Winston, still green in the way he diagnoses play development, but the tools are there for him to eventually become a quality NFL starter if he's given a specific role and allowed to grow into the scheme. Rust should be expected during his rookie season. He's a third round grade.
We love it. We love it. All right. Next up on Who's Your Guy? 312-644-6767. You can call us. We go to Grant. Grant, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is a local guy. Offensive lineman from Western Michigan, Addison West.
Grant, unfortunately, Addison West just has stats in the beast because he's not ranked in the top 100. But we can read them. His height.
He looks like a very lean refrigerator.
6'3". His weight is 300. So perhaps that might be a bit of the case. They have his stats from his pro day. They mentioned that. His hand span measured 9.5 inches. His arms 31.5. Wingspan 78.5. Ran a 5'10" 40, although I don't know that that really matters for his position. And then additionally, not ranked in the top 100, so his grade is a free agent. But I appreciate you calling in on Who's Your Guy. That is Addison West from Western Michigan. And everybody needs linemen, so something tells me he might just find a spot yet.